Finally, today, it's the 25th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident. I woke up this morning thinking about that terrible event because I saw the consequences up close 16 years ago. Back then, I made two trips to Ukraine to report on the fallout of what Ukrainians refer to simply as the catastrophe. When I was there, it was impossible to avoid talking about Chernobyl. It dominated the national conversation, consciousness, and mood. In Ukraine, the Chernobyl catastrophe altered forever people's sense of security. It damaged whatever trust they might have had in their government about what officials told them about their health and about the safety of nuclear power. At first, Soviet officials didn't let the world know what had actually happened. Just 65 miles south of Chernobyl, in Kiev, authorities knew the truth, but encouraged business as usual. They staged outdoor festivals, concerts, and bicycle races as a radioactive cloud blew toward the city. During my visit, I interviewed Marina Taran, a senior editor with the Ukraine State Broadcasting Company in Kiev. When the truth was finally revealed, she took her two young daughters away from Kiev to Moscow. Here she is in a clip from my story that aired back in 1995 on NPR's Weekend Edition.
My children, as all children, knew that it is very dangerous to go for a walk, to be on the street. And when I just walked along the streets in Moscow and it started raining, my daughter ran and she started singing and she started crying, "Oh, Mom, it's raining, it's clean rain, I can be in the rain. It's so nice, Mom, it's clean rain." And I started crying because we couldn't imagine, of course, that our children will suffer this.
Eventually, Taran returned to Kiev, where she heard the fear and the voices of people everywhere. Radio Ukraine broadcast this recording of a young mother a few weeks after the disaster.
"My little boy had to go to the hospital, and some older boys told him he'll be dead soon. When he came home, he asked me, 'Is it true?' Can you imagine such questions from a child? It's hard to imagine this could be happening in a supposedly humane country."
"25 years later, health officials around the world are still assessing the human cost of Chernobyl. We know that many children born in Ukraine and Belarus after the accident developed thyroid cancers as a result. I saw some of these children in a Kiev clinic with tumors on their necks the size of grapefruits. There are also various estimates of many, many more cancers caused by Chernobyl, though researchers say teasing out the actual number of cancers and deaths caused by Chernobyl is not straightforward. But to witness firsthand the fallout of a nuclear meltdown changes forever your perception of what technology can and cannot do. It makes you forever skeptical of government assurances that we are safe and in good hands. When I visited Chernobyl, I traveled through a nuclear wasteland in the area known as the zone that surrounds the stricken reactor. I went into the once busy city of Pripyat, where many Chernobyl workers and their families lived. Grass poked up through the cracked asphalt roads, and a rusted Ferris wheel stood idle in the eerily silent city. The buildings were as empty as the Soviet slogans painted on some of the walls that urged citizens to work hard for the homeland and the common good. When I interviewed Marina Taran in Kiev 16 years ago, she told me about her two teenage daughters, who were small children when reactor number 4 exploded. They were often sick, and their mother was convinced it was because of Chernobyl. Many people in Kiev worried about this. They feared that the radiation was depressing their immune systems, making them more prone to sickness and depression. It's really not clear if Chernobyl caused their many ailments. Whether true or not, the fact that so many of them believed it made their fears very real. And there's no doubt that the catastrophe altered their world forever. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.